You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to a third of the world's food? It goes to waste. But here's a dish. You can change that. Step one, give your fridge some love. Keep leftovers visible and labeled to prevent them from turning into science experiments. Step 2. Be a meal planning guru. Plan your meal, shop smart, and buy only what you need. Step 3. Don't judge food by its cover. Those slightly bruised apples and wonky carrots are still yummy and perfect for soups, smoothies, and snacks. Step 4. Unleash your inner chef. Get creative with pantry odds and ends. They can turn into culinary masterpieces. So, let's flip the script on food waste. It's your chance to save money, reduce your carbon footprint, and make our planet greener. Remember, one person's scraps can be another's gourmet delight. Chop, dice, and sauté your way to a tastier future. This message has been brought to you by the Green Thumb Chefs at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington.
Sick beats.
Wicked sick.
Good afternoon. Happy Wednesday. It is 4:04 and you're tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks for listening. Sorry for the late start today. This is DJ Radish and my show is Sick Beats. Usually 4 to 5 on Wednesdays, but we had a little fiasco with the bus, so here we are. Nevertheless, we'll play the set. We'll have a good time. And today I have some just like feel good indie pop hits. Personally, I can't stop listening to Role Model's latest album since the deluxe version just came out. And I know it's a little more mainstream than what we might usually play, but I just think it's really good and like a really comforting album for right now. So that's kind of where I started this set, and it's just good vibes all around. And first up is Writings on the Wall by Role Model.
Dad's on the phone and he's lecturing me about a girl that he met back when he was 19. It's never gonna work cause the puzzle won't piece. Head out the window, sweat on the pillow. It's been keeping me up at night. Guess this is what love feels like, alright. Seems like your shoulder keeps getting colder. But babe, I was raised in the cold. Wish I could do what I'm told. Ah, now Dad's on the phone and he's lecturing me about a girl that he met back when he was 19. It's never gonna work cause the puzzle won't fit. Asking away too much. Like why am I still in love with somebody who leaves me way too easy? She said, honey, you'll be alright. But she gets paid to be nice.
Love now.
to stay here. And if my life is a line, all I see are the angles. And there's a fence around my yard. Don't wanna go back in time, and I'm afraid of the future. Just wish that everything worked how I imagine it used to, when you were happy just because, when you were angry just because, when everything was what it was, when
I can't get the language right. Just tell me what's up. vaccinista, tote bag chic baristas, sitting east on the communista keisters, writing about their ejaculations. I like my men like I like my coffee, full of soy milk and so sweet it won't offend anybody while staying in the pages of the nation. Oh yeah. Xanax in a new part. Well, I take care of my kids, she said.
Riding like a greyhound to play shows with my friends.
That last track was called Greyhound by Palace. Before that, we heard one of my favorite tracks from the 1975 called Part of the Band. Second was When Everything Was What It Was by the Bell Brigade. And up first, we heard Writings on the Wall from Role Model's latest album called Kansas Anymore. Brady's here again in the station today, and that means you get to hear us lovely ladies yap just about everything. So aren't you excited? And Brady and I today would like to talk about the hot topic of ice.
That's not a very hot topic, Nora.
Brady, your mic is not working. So, I guess I'll talk about ice. Do you want to come over here? Yeah. Okay, we'll share a mic because we love each other. The ice is really starting to get to me personally. Today it was falling off the roof of my house, and I kept thinking that, like, an asteroid was falling from the sky.
My problem is that I take the bus a lot, and none of the bus stops are plowed, so I'm just, like, leaping over mounds of ice that are, like, higher than my knees and just, like, kind of immediately landing on my butt and, like... It's really embarrassing for me, for the bus driver that watches me do it, for the people on the bus that are ready for the bus to just keep moving. Like,
I'm snow over it. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, Brady out.
Our driveway is just like a sheet of ice. I feel like I'm like... Every time I'm there, I'm, like, ice skating to get up to my apartment. But, you know, I guess this is where I chose to live, and we'll keep thugging it out for now. Maybe one day it'll thaw. Does anyone see that day in the future? I certainly don't. But maybe you love the cold. Maybe the ice is really fun. Maybe we got some ice skaters tuning in. I don't know. Let me see the good side of it. I'm getting a little bit sick of it. But... That's okay. Winter just happens. It just happens every year, and you know. So anyway, next up is Coffee in the Morning by Wet.
Anything to keep out the friend. And I Thank you. stumbled, tripped and fell and fallen. Glad I heard it calling there and then and how I did. Stumbled, tripped and fell and fallen. Glad I heard it calling there and then and how it did.
That last track was Hyde Park by Hemlock. Before that, we heard Matchmaker by Haley Blaze, Lie Down by Sia Gray, one of the WRUV review tracks, which you can find on WRUV.org. And first up was that beautiful piano piece called Coffee in the Morning by Wet. Thanks so much again for tuning in. It's 4:34 now, so whether you're on your drive home from work or getting some errands done or washing your dishes, whatever it is, thanks for choosing to listen to WRUV and listen to some cool music with me. I want to do some quick announcements here. There's some exciting things happening in the world, as always, and one of those is happening right after this show. Every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m., WRUV hosts Exposure, where you get to hear some really cool local bands. And today it is Fifth World playing at 6 p.m. So if you're already tuned in, just stay tuned in. Keep listening, and you'll hear some great live music played in the station. So that's very exciting. Another cool thing happening in the world is there is a Burlington City Council election coming up. I believe it's on March 4th. I'm going to check that after this break so I don't give anyone any false information. But we have a candidate debate coming up hosted by a bunch of really cool organizations in Burlington, and it's going to be focused on social issues and environmental issues and just to get to know what these candidates are all about so we can all make informed choices as voters. So that is on February 25th, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. in the Ira Allen Chapel. Once again, that is the candidate debate for the Burlington City Council, February 25th, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Ira Allen Chapel on UVM campus. So hopefully you guys check it out. It'll be a really cool event, a really good way to get informed, get involved with your community. And yeah, I just think it's really important for people to get more involved in their local politics. Even if you're just here for college, you actually can register to vote in Vermont. You can play a role in these changes that are happening in your city. And yeah, it's really cool. Think about it. Think about it. Keep it in your mind and come hang out with us. We're gonna play this next song is Teenage Love by Katie Gregson. Oh man, that's an Irish last name. MacLeod. Katie Gregson something. I'm so sorry. It's called Teenage Love. It's really good. Wait till you hear the bridge.
Thank you. lights go on. I still wanna live so by the river, but now I drink to get calm and to unforget. I try to miss you, man, but it messes my head. Trying to marry your face with the things you said. I hate that I'll get old before you know your prime, and that all I've got is to make them rhyme. I hate your stupid bar and your hairline. Hate that she had me before I was even.
She's a loose cannon, foolish man who needs some medication. She's a shoe tied, blue sky, honeymoon vacation. He's a fixer upper, skipping supper, hates an obligation. She's a Friday night. He's a bad dream, nicotine, druggy complication. She's a peace sign, tea time, drinker on occasion. He's an East Coast, jeans roll, no communication. She's a welcome sign. But I believe they're meant to be something, somehow, someday. Yeah, I believe they're meant to be something, somehow, someday. He's a Ford truck, door shut, runs from conversation. She's an open ear, souvenir, reads the situation. He's a no-thought, record shop, slutty on occasion. She's a night in Rome. He's a piece of work, dirty shirt, needs evaluation. She's a pinkies up, pixie cut with plenty motivation. He's a whiskey drinking, barely thinking, got no destination. She's a plane ride home.
That last track was Most of All by Hank Heaven featuring Renny Conti. Ahead of that, we heard Something, Somehow, Someday by Role Model. One of my favorites of all time, Slow Dance by Claro. And up first was Teenage Love, and Brady kindly told me I pronounced this very wrong. It's Katie Gregson McLeod, maybe? Mm-hmm. We're going to go with that. And now that we've let you hear some good music, it's time for Brady and I to talk again. Say hi, Brady.
Hi, Brady.
Hi, Brady. So it's that time of year when no one wants to go outside because it's cold and it's exhausting to go skiing every day. So instead, what are we doing? We're watching TV. And we want to talk to you about some of the TV we watch because we have immaculate taste.
I like to think so. Nora and I recently started on Netflix Apple Cider Vinegar.
Amazing.
It's so good. It's newish, I think, yeah. About Belle Gibson, who was like a nutrition culinary influencer who may or may not have had brain cancer and tumors and a lot of other medical issues. And then there was obviously some fallout with fraud and
it's other very dramatic true
other
story.
Yeah, other influencers are involved that actually had cancer, and it's just really good drama. Like, yeah, it's really sad but really good.
Yeah. Very, very good, like, bingeable, lock-in type of show.
Pretty good soundtrack, too, I feel like.
We've also been binging the new season of Love is Blind. They're on their 8th season now, which is crazy, and crazy to think how much time I've spent on Love is Blind, but that's okay. It's good, bad TV.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good season. There aren't quite as many cast members that are, like, difficult to watch. There's always a couple, but it's definitely not as overwhelming as last season was, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'm also back on my Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders grind. No, a new season has not come out. I'm just rewatching the 2023 audition process, I think, is the year that they're on. And it's just very comforting, and I really need the new season to come out, like, now. If you like reality TV, it's worth it.
Yeah, some good stuff lately. I'm also watching Grace and Frankie for the first time, which, if you don't know, is about like these two old ladies who are besties, and they just get up to some crazy stuff. I don't know. It's a really good, like, feel good show to watch at the end of the day. So that's our TV roundup, I guess.
I was trying to come up with a snow pun for that, but I couldn't.
Oh. Bummer.
I'm up to snow good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We have one more track for you, and it's a good one, so stay tuned in. This is Come Down Soon by Lizzie McAlpine.
Leans out the window of the car as it rolls away. He says, do you come here often? I have to laugh cause that's so cliche. He knows me too well, so he parks just to walk me in. He says, do you wanna leave yet? Only if I leave with him. Outstretched hand, I remind him I don't smoke these. He says I knew that. Someone opens a window. Music spills onto the dirt. But we stand here in the freezing cold and wonder who kissed who first. Something here, I'm biding time till it disappears. Oh, it'll come down soon. Nothing is good ever lasts this long for me. Oh, it'll come down soon. You'll see.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, this is Come Down Soon by Lizzie McAlpine. We're going to read a quick little public service announcement for you here while we close things up. Do you miss your friends from back home and want to stay in touch? Try sending some snail mail. It is always so exciting to mosey on down to your mailbox to discover that you have received a personal letter or postcard from a cool location, plus the post office has some really nifty stamps. You can even include little knickknacks in the envelope or draw little doodles as well. In an age where texting and calling is so immediate, it can be nice sometimes to show your friends that you care by taking time to handwrite something. Letters are also tangible keepsakes that people can look back on with fond memories. While the distance may be hard sometimes, updating and checking in on your friends by mailing them a little something can help bridge the gap. This message has been brought to you by your stamp-licking DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be back next Wednesday, 4 to 5, for another show of Sick Beats. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Bye.
You could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.